K-Rock 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist. Time now to talk GFL, and it was qualifying final, a twilight qualifying final at GMHBA Stadium in St Joseph's. Emerge victorious 16-9-105 to Newtown and Chilwell 10-11-71. They earn a matchup with Colac in the second semi-final, and joining us is the coach of Joey's, Paul Carson. Carso, congratulations. Always pressure in that first final. You're first in charge of St Joseph's, but you've been able to negotiate it well. What was the most pleasing part of the performance?
It was good to get away with the win. You're right, I had a few nerves in the belly yesterday, first time in charge, but probably most pleasing, mate. But look, I don't think we played our best brand of footy by any means. There's glimpses of it, but it was a really patchy performance on our behalf, and so that's the real positive for us. We know there's a lot of upside, and we've probably identified post game that we probably need to be better than that against Colac next week.
You train at night, you play during the day. This was a twilight game. How did the players find the conditions, obviously playing in, you know, mostly daylight and then having to play the second half with the lights?
Look, I didn't think it really. Players weren't too concerned at all. Like you say, we train in the dark for the last 6 months, so it hasn't been an issue. If I was going to be brutally honest, I didn't think come that last quarter, the standard of lighting wasn't acceptable, I don't think. Now, I don't know whether that's because they turned the lights on too late or, you know, the globes had to warm up, but the lighting didn't really kick in until I left the ground at about 7 o'clock last night.
Yep.
It was just the last quarter. In that transition from sort of dusk when the sun was going down, it just seemed too dark for me. And, you know, for the lighting that's available, I don't know why they didn't crank those up earlier. Yeah.
Have you been given an indication of what you'll have to play next week? The timing's... It can vary, as obviously with Geelong's training. Have you been given an indication yet, Carso?
No, I don't think so. No, I think it was just this week that was the possibilities of, you know, being a little bit different, and that's obviously played out. But I think I would have thought Geelong playing Friday night that Saturday's game should be back to normal. I can't see why it wouldn't be. But who knows? I mean, either or, 3:45. If that's the case, I'll just hope they turn the lights up and there we go.
Jordan Kerris, you got back mid-season. He stepped away from the VFL program. He back on GMHBA Stadium, almost like he had a point to prove.
Well, and he did, yeah. He loves the big stage, Geordie. And he was super yesterday. I'm not exactly sure what he ended up with possession-wise, but he's just a competitive beast. He wheels himself onto everything and works his absolute, you know, backside off and gives 110% every week. And but yeah, he really prides himself on the big games, and you know, I think he has got a point to prove, I believe. Yeah.
Yep. And down back as well, Zach Morrison still unheralded? Do we still not sing the praises enough of what the work Zach Morrison does down back?
Well, we do at Joey's, but yeah, he arguably doesn't get enough recognition outside. I'm not sure. He's got some pretty big names, or you know, some really solid players down around him, which, you know, Benny McNamara and Dan Caprio and these guys now, so maybe that's why. But his last 6 weeks of footy's been outstanding, Zach. And this is the Zach that we know. I suppose he's a really capable player and he's in really good form.
Talk to us about Cal Mitchell. Do you bring him back next week now that Geelong VFL have been knocked out?
Yes, I believe we will, mate. If he's fit to play, then he will play. Yeah, he's in our best 22. He's a ripping guy. He spends a lot of time at Joey's. The boys love him. And clearly he's a really good player and a really solid defender. And he's also been in terrific form, and that's hence why he's probably played the last two or three games at Geelong. So, you know, we'll welcome him back with open arms. Yep.
Yeah. Brian Hines copped a knock to the knee. Do you need to get that assessed?
Yeah, that will be assessed, mate. It'll be interesting to see. I'll touch base with him today, but he'll be assessed tomorrow with the docs and physios, and just to see the extent of that. He copped a knock to the inside, to the medial. Did finish the game. And really finished well. He still contributed, which is a credit to him, because, you know, there'd be a lot of guys around that can't play under that sort of duress, but he still had real impact and managed the scoreboard for us, and that was sensational on his behalf.
Massive day for the club. I think your twos and your 19s both won through to second semis.
Yeah, we did. So I was thinking that last night. We all should play, well, we all will play second semi-finals next Saturday, which is awesome. The under-19s probably were expected to win, but our 12 o'clock team, that was a really big win for them. Colac had beaten them twice throughout the year, and once really, really convincingly. So for the boys to turn that around on the big stage at GMH Bay, that was a bloody good game.
Yeah. Carso, well done. Congratulations. Obviously, we said at the start of the year you'd been given the keys to the Ferrari, and it's what you did with it next was going to be the big story of the year. You've got yourself to within a win of a grand final. Well done, and look forward to following your progress over the next few weeks.
Beautiful. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.